Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton. Oh no, again, in for KP for a little while. Let's meet everybody, shall we? First up, it's Chris Alvarado. Hey, Chris. If you could master an unusual skill like archery or lassoing or whatever, what would it be?
Probably the ability to go about my daily life without the crippling anxiety I feel. Just like walk down the street without thinking, is everyone looking at me? Is there, that person looking at me? This morning I walked my dog, for instance, and my dad got me this denim jacket, which is a wild shot in the dark for my dad to buy me clothes. He doesn't do that, but he bought me this denim jacket. I wanted to try it out this morning just to feel it out. My walk, I could barely get through the fucking walk.
Didn't work. The jacket was too tight.
It was really tight.
You noticed you were wearing denim pants as well, and that got in your head.
You know, archery helps with anxiety. So just do archery.
I'm sorry, archery.
There you go. Next up, it's Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie. Jackie, you're wearing a Walt Disney World shirt, so that's kind of funny that I chose this question for you. Have you ever had an awful experience at an amusement park?
Yes. So my senior year, or senior years in general in Florida, you go to grad night, which is either at Walt Disney World or Universal. They have to change up which theme park you go to, because obviously it's all the students in Florida. And it's different nights, different weekends. I was lucky enough to match up theme parks and nights with my best friend who went to a different high school. I was unlucky enough to have my best friend get dumped the night before grad night by my boyfriend's twin brother. And they spent, and like, it had happened at like 3 o'clock in the morning, the breakup. And she calls, and also grad night, you show up to school at an ungodly hour because you have to drive to Orlando. So you show up at like 5 a.m. and it's very odd. So she calls me, she's like, you need to drive me to school. And I was like, what? She's like, I'll explain, you need to drive me to school. I drive her to school. She is a wreck. She tells me Alexei has, and I'm calling him out, Alexei has dumped her. But because it's so fresh, like they spend the whole bus ride up, like sitting next to each other, and she's just crying, you know, because like she can't let this go. This just happened. And we're on this forever bus ride to Disney. And then we get to Disney, and her twin spends the whole time with the other woman.
Oh, there was another woman.
Holding hands.
There was another woman.
And we're like going through the park, like trying to like avoid them and not see them. But of course, but also like how haunting for her to like look at my boyfriend's face, which is identical to her ex-boyfriend.
When you said her twin, I thought there was an additional set of twins. And then I was like, what in the world's happening?
It was very traumatizing. But then we decided to like redo that like Orlando trip, and we redid it with Joey and his friends as like a we need to refresh this city for her.
And that was
the last time that she's been to the parks.
That was the last time I've been to
and
Disney
me too,
World
I
as
think.
Well.
Yeah.
I think for I can speak reason. For everybody in the Alchemy This family when I say fuck you, Alexei.
Yes.
You
know?
Yeah.
I hope
My
you hear
was
this.
Superior for sure. My twin was the bomb.
Next up is James Heaney. Heaney, do you have a guilty pleasure sci-fi or action movie?
Let's see. No, I'm proud of all of the sci-fi I like. I don't know. I think that the movie John Dies at the End, I enjoy watching it, even though it's just, they didn't finish the whole book. Like, the book is 10 times better, but I like Paul Giamatti, and the movie's still good. I don't know. I guess that would be my guilty pleasure, John Dies at the End. But only because it reminds me how much I love the book.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent film, though. I mean, I like crap like Prayer for the Roller Boys in the 80s, and that's not good at all for Solar Babies.
I love Logan's Run, but that's good, right? That's not a bad
movie,
is
it? Yeah, it's classic. It's classic.
Yeah.
Campy. Next up is Craig Kukowski. Craig, if you had to choose, which of the four is your favorite monkey? That's M-O-K-E-E.
Oh, Mike Nesmith with the hat.
There you go. Mike's
because
great.
Just he's just a little more beatnik, and he looked over it a little more. Yeah.
I think that's probably pretty true.
He's definitely
the most artistic of them.
Yeah. Couldn't take it. Couldn't take
Chris it. Hates Mike Nesmith. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. But what's the most popular one's name, Craig? The name that...
Well, I guess
Davy Jones,
Davy Jones was the cute one.
Davy Jones. Yeah. He's cute. He's
that
cute.
Was David Bowie's given name is David Jones, but he changed it to David Bowie so they wouldn't confuse him with Davy Jones of the Monkees.
And my birth name is David Bowie.
That's weird.
I changed it to Craig Yukowski for showbiz.
Weird.
Makes sense.
For showbiz.
Last it's up, worked. It's Joey Greer. Joey, I hear your egg shop got closed down on the promenade, but now you've got a hot new place coming in. What is it?
Thank you for saying that intro, because that's exactly what it is. It's hot. So I crank the furnace. It's all like a themed restaurant. So I crank the furnace, right? And I got like charcoal grills going. I got gas grills going, and they ain't cooking any meat. You just show up to this restaurant and you just start sweating. It's great. All right. And I do have a 2-jacket minimum entry. Okay. Regardless, everyone has to have 2 jackets. You come in, you sit down, you get a mouge boost, which is like a little drink, but that drink, boiling hot. So don't sip it. You will burn yourself. And it gets hotter and hotter as the night goes on, because I pack more and more people inside. So it's great. It's really fun. We're still working out our menu, but so far the theme was just getting hot in there. Nelly, don't come for me.
Well, it sounds great. Let's do a damn show.
Before we get to the show, I've been to one of those ice bars, you know,
serve
the vodka. So it's just the
and
it's
you have
the
to wear the coat, right?
The parka, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I walked by one in Vegas. There was just like it was in Caesars, and you walk by, and all of a sudden it's just one of those ice bars, which I've only seen in like that XXX movie with Vin Diesel, Guilty Pleasure, Cole. And yeah, I was like, "What is that real?" And then they are legit.
Vanessa and I did that once, where we did these little videos called Culture Pops. It was a spinoff from our podcast where we would like go to locations and like check them out and interview people or whatever for the China Shop Mag. And one of the places was one of those ice bars, and it was downtown. So like one of our promo pictures is us wearing those big parkas inside this ice room and stuff. It's
is
really
it
bizarre.
Bring your own parka or
no?
They have them there.
They
They're
provide.
Hung up. Yeah. Not a lot of they parkas floating around LA.
They don't wash them. Fun fact, they don't wash them.
I mean, they couldn't between everyone.
All right, let's do a damn show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sling Blade. All of our suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
It's not new.
It's not anymore. I think I'm going to retire that from the front of the copy. Scene one is from Alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who wrote, "A recipient of a new kidney, or whatever body part is funny to you, finds out it was donated from a werewolf."
Hi, doctor. How's it looking in there?
Well, it seems like he's got all the... I'm looking at it. I think we put all the organs in, but there's an empty spot here.
What?
Look at this. Look at this. There's a little...
Wait, you wanted me to come into the room? I'm not scrubbed up.
Look,
I'm not
there's clean. A monitor in the behind the glass. There's a monitor.
Oh,
I'm angling the camera at it. You see that there's a missing gap here?
Okay, so when the truck hit him, guts went everywhere.
Right. Everywhere.
And
you
see
said
now,
they were all in the plastic bags and
I spent like a lot of time putting them. Yeah, you're right. Everything seems to have fit
so
a game operation.
The liver, we got the
what's that?
Lungs,
what's that thing? Oh, that's the lungs. What is that gap?
Oh my God. I don't have a kidney.
That's funny. It's the funniest organ.
That's not funny. That's a serious organ. If you don't have kidneys, you're not able to cycle the blood and make sure that when it gets to the liver, that liver's got clean blood to put through the body.
Oh no! Oh, okay. I'm so fucked. Just put a kid. Hold on. You're not fucked. He's fucked. My brother.
I'm gonna lose my job.
He's gonna lose his life. Where do we get a kidney?
I'm paying off student loans for being a doctor.
Just get him a kidney then.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple biz. You know, they come, they ask for a cooler, we just hand it over. You know, yeah, we got it all stacked in the bag. Any kind of organ you can fucking imagine, man. We just got it. It's pretty wild. But
thanks for the heads up about this sweet gig, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, we've been drinking for so goddamn long at that bar, and I just heard you saying you're just looking for a new job. I figured, what the hell? Just come on over.
Yeah, yeah. Between employment. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You're going to stay here. Yeah, man. But word to the wise, some of these organs here might not be clopacetic, if you know what
ching,
I mean.
Ching, 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 ching.
Clopacetic.
Hi there. Hi.
Hey, some help? How are
you? Oh, we got to walk in. Got to walk in.
How are you? Do you have a reservation?
No, I found you guys online. Great Yelp reviews, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Write that down.
Triple A organ donation. We're the first in the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a bit of a bind. I know typically there's waiting lists for organs if you go the standard route. But my brother's guts were splattered all over the road recently, and he's all put back together. Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. Was it a truck or?
Peterbilt.
Oh, wow. Wow, good luck seeing that on the road.
Those pack a wallop.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You know, a good friend of mine used to be on the Peterbilt factory line.
No.
Yeah, said live music playing.
Randall,
yeah. Said live music all the time.
So, wait, live music in the factory?
Yeah.
That's a great work environment.
That's what I said. I was like, damn. So
you're still friends with Randall?
Uh-huh. I know he owes you money, but come on, he's a good man.
Man, that fucker owes me money.
It's all right.
Man, I hate when that happens.
Anyway, is there some urgency?
So today's M&M, we're going to be covering the death of Mr. John LaQuate. Mr. John LaQuate came in after a big truck had crashed into him. His guts were full of gravel.
Today's M&M? Did she say that?
She did say that. I was thinking Marshall Mathers?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Or like candy?
Today's M&M.
I'm just going to ask.
No, don't. Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. What's an M&M?
The fact that you all work at my hospital and don't know what an M&M is makes me really nervous. Especially knowing that within this particular M&M, we have a doctor.
I was just kidding, just so that you know.
That
I was kidding. I know what an M&M is.
Circulate
okay,
circulate blood. We have a doctor who accepts organs not from UNOS, not from this very hospital, but from random people on the street who just come in with coolers.
Sorry. The guy in bed 13. He gave me this urine sample, and I have no idea what to do with it.
Drink it.
Chug, chug, chug.
Can we make that tomorrow's
M&M? Don't chug and don't chug. I'm getting differing signals here.
Don't close the cap. Chug! Close the cap.
I'll compromise. I'll just sip it like a nice Chablis.
Don't.
Sip.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. I've got cash and I've got some credit cards. And I don't know.
Are the credit cards complete or are they severed and just pieces of them?
No, full credit cards, but not,
well, that's good.
Yeah, not full credit on them, but I think we can make a deal. That's what I read on the Yelp reviews.
So you need guts.
Well, actually, I saw that you guys have a deal on bag of guts. The problem with that grab bag situation is if the particular organ I want isn't in there, I'm out. You know what I mean? And I know that's the luck of the draw. I get that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey guys, I'd like to donate an organ, but lock me up! Lock me up!
Oh shit, Kenny, you want to handle that, or how do you want to run?
This is my first day.
Well, Kenny, why don't you just take care of the organ, all right, and I'll handle the customer, all right?
Do we have a cell to lock somebody up?
No, in the back, all right? You'll find it next to the ice chests.
Shave me to a radiator, whatever, I don't care, just do it before the moon comes out!
Oh, man. Well, what time is the moonrise today?
I don't have anybody that information.
Does anybody know?
I don't really know.
What time is the moon?
I mean, the moon is always out, isn't
That's
it?
That's true. It's always out.
I mean,
out.
It's always out.
Are you, yeah. do you guys heat this place with a radiator? Is that how?
Yeah, we do.
No shit.
All the trash in the neighborhood, we just dump it inside. We just let that furnace burn.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I don't know.
Shit. I put some of the coolers on the radiator.
Oh,
is that
good? Oh, God damn it. Oh.
That's my first day.
But they're all gone, man.
Oh, Babe, I'm so tired from work. What do you mean? I see the oven's on. Every burner on the stove is on. You haven't cooked anything? The stuff has just been on?
Well, just calm down, okay? Calm down. It is blood-curdlingly cold, okay? I just haven't been able to shake this chill that I got since I was bit.
Bit by...
Hold on one second.
Hold on just one second.
There's a small dog, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And it bit me.
But
then the dog disappeared.
Did you go to the hospital? You got to make sure you have your tetanus shots updated.
You're not listening all the way, Jessica. The dog disappeared. And
first
now
of all,
baby's the only thing left
Robert,
behind.
Robert, I asked you to always call me Dr. Carlisle. Okay.
Uh-oh,
whether we're
uh-oh.
In the house or not, Dr. Okay. Carlisle.
Well, the dog. Oh, let me just give me one second. Hold on one second.
You're acting so weird. Stop scratching your butt.
Okay. So I was bit by a small dog. The dog disappeared, and the only thing left is our baby. I have the craziest chill right now. I know this sounds crazy. I'm just going to tell you what I think it is.
Thank you. Jessica, that is insane. Dr. Carlisle, sorry.
Thank you.
That is insane. Oh,
it was... And that was just the morbidity and mortality report at the hospital. You haven't even gotten to the point when I got home.
Somebody just passed out at the table over there. Someone just passed out at the table next to us. Is that something you should handle or no?
Listen, I'm off the clock. You know,
I get that.
I want to be called Dr. Carlisle at all times, but I don't want to be Dr. Carlisle.
Okay, I've got
Carlisle
one chocolate martini and one espresso martini.
Plus, this is my second espresso martini. So
yes, I know. We just got an order already. Is it okay?
Did somebody already bring?
There's someone at the other table who keeps on kind of just writhing. I'm not sure if they need help or not.
They're foaming at the mouth. If I
can
was
you
a
hear
doctor.
That?
It's a reality show.
Hey, I couldn't help but notice that you got an M&M there. A martini and a martini. Not a morbidity and mortality. Which, of course, everybody knows that,
of course,
that expression.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you. You must
be a doctor. You must be a doctor.
I am a doctor.
It's got to be your least favorite part of the day to have to go through every death that happens in the hospital and make sure that we're all on the
tough.
Same page.
It's tough. It's tough doing an M&M, but if I can relax with an M&M afterwards.
All right, action.
Yeah, the only way to go through an M&M is to have some M&Ms in your back pocket.
Do you know what they're filming? It's a reality show, but that person just on the table kind of passed out. I don't know what reality show.
It must be a prank show.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think it's a reality prank show.
All right, yeah, I feel good then. So that's $37. That's 18 cents. And you're going to charge my card, was it $80?
Yeah, so you're going to pay the $13 cash. Is that right?
Yeah, yes.
And then the rest you're going to put on card?
Yes, sir.
And you want me to split it between these six cards?
All right, we don't have chains per se, but I've got some rope linked around the radiator and just around your midsection there, so I think that should hold.
Okay, I hope so. Just get that kidney out of me before it happens.
Okay, this is my first day. This is my first day.
I ran one of your cards. It ain't working, but so I don't know if you got another one.
Well, I have another concern. Is he gonna pull a fresh kidney right now? Because I would love the freshest.
Hey, well, my concern is making sure this card goes through.
I will get you that money if I can get the freshest kidney available.
That's what I guarantee every single time. Now, remember, if you get the grab bag, you might get a fresh kidney.
I know. It's such a gamble.
Yeah.
Oh, hurry. It's happening.
I'm making an incision. I'm making an incision.
Oh, I'm changing. Okay.
Oh, God.
Pull it out.
Oh, God.
Hi, yeah. Okay. Amex, yes. I just processed that card. Uh-huh. He's right here. Do you want to talk to him? All right.
I got to talk to him. I'm bad at this.
Well, I'm not the card holder. I can't.
Hello.
Okay. I got your left kidney. Oh, wait a minute. This is my left. This is your right kidney.
Hi, doctor. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I got some good news.
Oh, thank God. I could use some good news right now.
Open this bag.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh. They're doing an M&M right now on your brother. You know what? We can probably pull this back and fix this right away.
Okay. Thank you so much. Can I still watch from here?
I can't believe that I have to bring this up. But today's M&M actually has to do with way past mortality and morbidity. We have doctors digging out
mortality and morbidity. Yes, yes.
And, tell me, Dr. Luke Kane, that you knew.
No, I mean, we know you use it
every
day. Are
you pranking me? Is this a prank show? Are you all pranking me that you don't know all of these important terms in this hospital?
I'm sorry. What's today's Mark and Mindy? I came in late.
Today's M&M, for those of you who have issues remembering, it's so easy to just remember those two letters. Today's M&M is actually really disturbing because we do have J&L. A doctor. A&L.
Just two letters.
Very good.
And that's our first scene, everybody. All right, well, our next nightmare is from listener Stephen Yaxley, who wrote, "Hey, gang, longtime listener, first-time caller. Shout out to my favorite person, James. I'm not really funny, except my looks, shrug emoji, so I'll get to it. Scene suggestion. After getting his six-month HA, Hash Brown's Anonymous coin, James has a massive relapse."
All right, thank you for coming. James, can I talk to you for a second just before you head out?
Sure.
I just want to say you're doing such great work here, and I really appreciate everything that you've brought to it, and everyone in the community is really responding to your efforts, so keep it up. I know putting away deep-fried potatoes for breakfast is difficult, but I'm glad you're doing it. Your arteries, thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? As long as I just have cereal for breakfast, it's not even a temptation.
Hey, James.
Because, yeah.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. I'm a newcomer here, and I know part of this process is to find a sponsor. And I don't know if that's something you'd be up to, but
you know what? I've just finished sponsoring the previous sponsorship that I had. So I'd
love
you to
finish?
Sponsor you.
You're done?
Yeah, we do it on a time basis. Yeah.
So we use a breakfast
calendar. And then once that breakfast calendar is complete, then we switch off sponsors.
Okay. Yeah. So I've been looking for a new sponsorship, and I'd love to sponsor you.
Oh my God, this means so much because I got to say I only have 3 days clean today. I know it's not much, but you know it's a lot for me.
No, that's huge. The first day's the hardest. Yeah. 3 days, that's tough, but it's only gonna get easier. You know, do you mind if we're gonna step out?
I'll walk with you.
Some time with my new. You're gonna come with us?
I'll just hang around by if that's all right.
Hey, why don't we all go out to breakfast?
All right, guys, let's just run through this. The Pasadena Potato Parade starts in like 2 hours. Just want to make sure we have the flow of traffic correct, okay?
Should we even do it? I mean, it's just so close. I mean, is everything even ready to go? I just feel like we should cancel and just push to next year. I mean, we have
never canceled a potato parade.
I don't need a float. I just need a walkway, and I'll bring the fire.
Great. Guys, don't panic. It always goes off without a hitch, okay? Yeah, sure. Occasionally, maybe somebody gets off route and a parade float goes, you know, MIA. But
I was lost for 16 hours. All right. I didn't know what to do. I had to start eating my float. Those potatoes were super glued.
Hi, sir. Okay. I know where time is of the essence here. So I'm just going to go through the quick list of the potatoes we have marching at the Pasadena.
Great. Okay. That's good.
So we have au gratin.
Okay.
Okay, we have Frenched.
Great, perfect.
Okay.
Ooh, Frenched.
And then at this point... In the parade. So we're going to have the au gratin go first, Frenched go second. Then we're going to have three raw potatoes. That's kind of like an ode to like olden days.
Great.
About Roussette? Where's Roussette?
I haven't finished the list yet.
Do you say Roussette?
Yes, how do you say it?
At three raw potatoes.
Russet.
No, okay. It's Roussette.
Now, sir, before
you said, you got French.
Before I put this running order up, did we want to add hashed this year? Or I know last year was a little weird.
Well, you know, Lyonnaise had to drop out at the last minute, so I think we can go ahead and add hashed this year.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm putting this running order up now. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Can I clarify? Are these people in potato suits or are these sentient potatoes marching?
I wish they were sentient potatoes. These are people, however. We are giving out samples of the various preparations of potatoes as the parade goes down.
I'm going to go with potato salad.
All right, here's your menus.
I'll just thank you so much. I'll just have a coffee, please.
Just a coffee. We got a special on hash browns and
we don't want any hash browns.
No, thank you.
Okay. Anything for you?
Coffee.
Okay. Anything
I come
for you?
Here all the time.
I'm just here. I'm just here. All right.
So for me, it was like, you know, Saturday became Sunday, and then Sunday became Monday, and Monday became Tuesday, and you know, well, I don't have to tell you, the avalanche just happened. You know, it just came crashing down, and next thing I knew, it's Thursday night. It's Friday afternoon. I mean, really inappropriate times to use. You know?
Well, yeah, of course. That's why, some people don't have a problem with hash browns at all.
I know.
Why are they closing the street off outside?
I don't know.
Why, it's the Pasadena Potato Parade. Don't you know?
No, I didn't. Shit. Do you think that...
The biggest parade that Pasadena has every year, and that includes the Rose Bowl.
Why are you dressed up like the Cheshire Cat?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I'm not a sentient cat. I'm a person in a Cheshire Cat outfit.
Oh. Do you know if they're towing cars outside?
Yes,
oh,
they are.
We should probably wrap this up. Okay.
And those signs are large and have been up for days.
Well, we just got here, so.
What are you telling me? You tell me there's little pieces of hash browns in the coffee? How the hell am I supposed to serve that?
It's you just serve it in a cup. You serve it like it's coffee. You serve it with a smile.
This sucks. This restaurant, you know, this restaurant used to mean something. It used to be the hottest restaurant past. People used to come to this
diner. I know
it's
not the same since your father's gone. I know it's not the same, but I can't bring him back to life. They tried at the hospital.
Well, why don't you try something else?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the annual Pasadena Potato Parade. I'm Sky Dark, and I'm always joined by my co-host. Tell him your name.
Rick Santiago.
Rick Santiago and Sky Dark come in live from a beautiful day, I'd say. It is
beautiful potato weather. I think we can all agree on that this is a prime day for potatoes marching down a pre-approved path.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. Maybe some of our viewers will understand what makes good potato weather.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, if it's too overcast, the potatoes don't want to come out. You know, they don't want to be out there. When there's just a little bit of sunshine coming through, but not too hot, the potatoes blossom and their eyes see the world for the first time.
Oh, and here we go. Oh, look at this. We have the little gratins coming through. This is a favorite every year.
So cute. So cute. So cute. Oh, just look at them. it's such a wonderful sight every year. Let's wave. Everybody wave.
Oh, we're getting international here. We are about to get Frenched, everybody. We're getting Frenched.
Honestly, how do you not know about the Pasadena Potato Parade, hosted by Sky Dark, the one day a year he's not up in his helicopter reporting on traffic?
I'm just with them.
Listen, I wasn't expecting that there's going to be a parade outside, but maybe we should...
Well, you're in for a treat because it's the best parade of the year, and you've got the catbird seat.
Okay, well, that's I guess,
I'm
good.
I'm not just saying that because I'm dressed as a cat.
Hey, James, why don't we just stay?
Three coffees. Stay. There you go.
Well, I feel I'm pretty confident that I'm not in trouble, but I worry about you 3 days
deep. With you. I think I'm with you, and I feel like I'm getting strength, and he's here.
Oh, my God. What's in this coffee? Oh, my God.
What is it? I think it tastes delicious.
Oh, my God. No, don't stop drinking that coffee. Stop drinking that coffee. What is this? Okay. Waiter?
We should do something to bring him back. I know there's rituals, all right? Are books. There are books we can use to bring him back, all right?
Excuse me, you two. There's something in my coffee, and I need to confirm what it is.
It's hash browns, asshole, all right? That's what it is.
It's a family secret.
Family secret, my ass. My father ran this place like it meant.
I ran it with your father.
Uh-oh, Sky, here they come, the bad boys of the potato parade, hash browns.
Uh-oh.
Give what they want. Hash. And they're going off route.
Over here, hash browns.
Hash browns. Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ow. They are mean, but they're cute about it. Wait, it seems like they're tossing hash browns into the audience. People are just opening their mouths and letting the hash browns fall right in. Lucky spectators.
Smothered, covered, chunk.
James, what are you doing? You look like you're out of control.
I'm out of control?
You look like it.
Well, you know what it is? This is going to sound crazy, but inside of our coffee was little bits of hash brown. It's kind of like they used to do with chicory wood and coffee.
I don't believe that for a second, and you're scaring me, and now I feel uneasy. And look right now, it's the hash brown portion of the parade, and they're throwing out samples.
This is great news. It's what you call a cheat day. Let's get out there.
What? Those exist?
Yeah. If somebody accidentally slips you some hash browns in your coffee, you call it a goddamn cheat day. Let's get out there.
Uh-oh, Sky. It looks like one spectator is taking it a little overboard. He's grabbing every single hash brown he can see, and he's attacking the people dressed as hash browns.
Oh, my God.
He's eating my kidney. He's eating my fucking kidney.
So you backslid. And that's why you're at my door at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Have you? I ate a man's kidney that I thought was hash brown. Have we all been there?
I've never been there, but that's bad. That's bad.
Do I have to give my potato chips in?
Yeah. Your potato chips get wiped clean. But you start one day at a time.
Okay.
One day at a time. Can you promise not to have hash browns tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow? Sure.
Gregory, it's me, your father. Summoning me from the dead worked. I'm here now to take my responsibilities as the head restaurant tour of this breakfast establishment. Are you happy to see me, or you think this is a dream? You seem to be sleeping. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't I do something to let you know I'm here? Why don't I tickle, tickle, tickle? Tickle, 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 tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
I'll fucking kill you, but what the fuck is this?
It's me. Your dad.
Dad? Oh my God, what's going on? Is this a dream?
Come, no, it's real life.
Am I dead?
That's scene number two. Scene three is from Alchemy VIP Toivo Callio, who wrote, "Hello again, dear Improv Immaculates. Thank you for the continuous efforts to keep the finest podcast of them all alive and well. Chicken is Church and other Goldies with hugs. Here's another scene suggestion. A very disappointing pirate treasure. Have fun, and for goodness sake, send Vanessa some love for me as well. Toivo of Finland."
Captain Sherbert? Captain Sherbert? Is that correct?
Yes, I'm Captain Sherbert.
Oh, great, great. Okay, let's get our stuff in there. Yes, perfect. Gentlemen, you can bring the stuff on here, okay? This is our boat.
That's a lot of, these are a lot of suitcases you have for a journey amongst the sea.
Yes, well, we're, as you know, we are looking for a lost treasure.
Oh, a lost treasure.
And you know,
treasure.
You've got to be prepared. You've got to have every outfit for every day just in case.
I'm not sure you know how a treasure hunt goes. Do you have a treasure map?
Of course, Captain, yes.
All right. Let's see it. This is uncharted territory.
Oh.
I've never been to an island over here. I don't know.
Well, I will say it is charted. There is a map. So just...
Someone drew the map.
You got me there.
Someone has been there.
It's uncharted for me.
Oh.
Where should I put your scuba gear, sir?
Put it right by the steering wheel or something. It's fine.
Please don't put it by the steering wheel. I be needing to use the steering wheel and have full movement around it. Put it in the lower deck.
Put it in the lower deck.
No, you two seem a little fancy.
Looks like Sherbert's about to hit the seas again. What say we follow them in our skiff and see what he's about?
I thought we were going to have a Sunday.
You know I don't like Sundays. You won't let me watch football.
Okay. Well, I mean, can we have fun when we do it?
Of course we can. It'll be just like old times. You and your brothers and me crewing it up.
That's not what I meant by fun, but okay, I'll grab my brothers and we'll crew it up. Johnny, Steve, Nickel. We're gonna do it like old times. We're gonna follow Sherbert's boat.
But it's a Sunday.
Come on.
I know. Come on, Nickel. It's all right. Boys, we can do this. Let's just, you know, put on your game face. Let's get on the ship and see what Sherbert's about.
Yeah.
Ye been bringing a lot of things on that to show the boat. It's going to be hard for us to get the speed.
What did
we
he
need.
Say?
I don't know. It's something
if
about
you don't
shell?
Understand me, then you ain't listening close. All right.
Where should I put the protective shark case?
Why don't you put that by the steering wheel? I think that'd be fine.
Okay.
I've never needed a protective shark cave. When you go down a cage, when you fight the sharks, you got to do it fist to fist.
They have fists?
Well, no. That's why you have an advantage.
Oh.
When you pack for a shark cage, you're basically planning to lose the fight.
Oh, I don't plan on having a caged fight with a shark. I plan on caging myself away from the sharks. That's what
but
I do.
Honey,
I think we should listen to the captain, okay? I think you know what he's talking about.
You're right.
I'm a captain, and I'm going to be chartering this boat. And you've brought a fine map to me.
Sir, it looks like you've brought three boxes of vinyl.
Yes, Lindsay, we did. Can you put those by the steering wheel? And Lindsay, do you
Lindsay,
mind
don't
just
put those by the steering
tossing
wheel.
The cage? Just toss the cage out. Doesn't matter.
Toss the cage. Yes, Lindsay, yes, wonderful.
This is a treasure hunt. We need to have the bare minimum of things with us.
And they sailed for 3 days and landed on the spot.
And there it is.
We're going to need to go back.
What?
We're going to need to go back. I forgot something. We're going to need to go back.
What
I can't,
did you forget?
I had a special little camera I got. It was supposed to take a photo of me and my baby. And we got it. I just can't get the treasure until we get that. I just need the camera. I know where
underwater.
It is.
It was an underwater camera.
I spent.
Are you telling me you forgot yourself an action camera for the trip?
Yes.
When we dig this treasure up, you're going to be able to buy hundreds of cameras.
I know, but this one's just. It's
really not a money thing for us.
Yeah, it really never
what
was.
What if we send Lindsay back in one of the dinghy boats? And
I'm not going to send Lindsay out there because if I don't have an eye on him.
Then he might steal our stuff.
They're turning around. Should we follow or should we go ashore and try to see whatever it was they were trying to find?
Let's go ashore and have an actual Sunday.
All right, I did bring a picnic and a football to throw around, boys.
Yes! You hear that, Nickel?
And they sailed back home. But of course it was Wednesday because it was 3 days after they had left on a Sunday.
Okay, well, now where did I put it? Where did I put
just
it?
Just buy a new one.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It was on the boat!
Are you goddamn kidding me?
He was on the boat the whole time. You're such a scallywag.
Don't you use that sir, word. I'm, that word has meaning.
Terribly sorry to interrupt. I'm looking through the vinyl, and apparently you only have the studio version of Rock and Roll All Night, and not the more familiar live version from Kiss Alive.
Lindsay, that should be fine.
No, it's completely unacceptable. We'll have to return to
okay,
shore.
Okay, we're going to have to disembark. Captain, why don't you just park it here, let it idle, I guess?
How about this? I'll go get the treasure with your map, and I'll bring it back, and we'll still split it 50-50.
How dare you? Do you think we're actually going to let you take our treasure?
We can work together.
Why are you putting on your scuba gear? I thought we were going to toss the ball around. You going to go exploring?
Yeah, I figured I'd go see what this is all about. Without a shark cage, you know, just me out on the water. You can come with if you want.
All right, yeah, let's go. Nickel?
No Steve? Way.
What are you guys going to do?
I'm kind of tired. I might take a little nap.
I'm going to take a nap, too. I want to treat it like
and they sun. Napped. And they napped and napped for 3 days. And then another day. And it was Sunday again.
And on the third down, they got to convert this or the Bears are going to have to just forfeit this game. They're not going to be able to make it. I mean, it's just a shame.
We've been seeing that a lot, you know.
We've never seen a forfeit in 75 years of the NFL, Ted. This would be devastating for the Bears.
I mean, what a blemish on the franchise.
Oh,
and you
turn
know,
it off. All right, Dad, TV's off.
Oh, but there's about to be a forfeit. I've never seen that, son.
No, I'm telling
never.
You, Dad, I know you didn't believe me, but I saw something shiny when we were down there.
All right. I really want to see what happens if Mitchell Trubisky throws a shit fit, but we can go down.
Okay, let's...
Oh, God damn it! It looks like somebody's beat us to shore. Here, look through my telescope.
Okay, and where am I looking?
Look at the shore, and there's a boat, and there's people watching TV.
Okay. Oh,
I know who that is. That's a rival.
I guess I can see. I can just look without the telescope.
Obviously. Well, try the telescope. It looks much closer.
But
when
I can
you look
see
through
it. I see the boat. Yeah, I see the people. I see the TV.
Hold on, sir. Lindsay.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Do you have those like hyper?
Oh, my opera glasses. Bring me my opera glasses.
I have the hyper binoculars and the opera glasses.
Great.
Do you prefer both? Or
both.
Yeah, we'll do you both. Thank you.
Do you have a third pair that I could see?
Oh, we've got it, son. We've got it. A shiny chest indeed. Oh, I can't believe what a day for Captain Roger Rival and his family. Let's open it up and
see what's inside. Look. Look in the water. Out to sea. Look that way.
Yeah?
It's Captain Sherbert's boat.
Oh, it is. He's back. Well, we better open this before he gets here and tries to claim it for himself, shall we?
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's a master lock spin combination.
Ah, must not be very old then.
Oh, they're pointing at us. Roy Rivals is pointing at us. He sees us now. We've got to put your hands and
look
paddle,
at this. So if we
in the water.
If we just adjust this centerpiece right here, you can actually turn the binoculars to thermal. Isn't
That's
that
incredible?
Nice? Isn't that crazy?
We don't need that. We need to get to shore. They're opening up the treasure.
Nickel, come here. We need your strength.
Oh. What do you
yank
need
on,
my strength for?
Yank this lock.
You want me to yank the chain? Or just the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, yank the chain.
Okay.
yank the chain.
Who amongst you disturbs my treasure?
Oh, shit.
Shit, the master lock talks. Oh, no.
Only the worthy shall spin the dial.
All right, let's each take a turn. Let's see if I'm worthy. Okay. Hello, Mr. Masterlock. I'm going to try it. 8, 12 to the left, 15 to the right.
Oh, that worked. That's
Shit.
But your doubt locked the lock again. If only you were sure of yourself.
Nice try. Come on, Nickel. Get it, son.
Well, okay. I'm really sure of myself. What was the numbers that he said?
8, you 12, doubted 15. The number.
Oh,
you
shit.
Cannot.
Stevie,
open
get over here. Stevie, get over here.
Stevie, come on.
Stevie's sleeping.
Okay, Dad, you want to give it a shot?
All right, I'll give it a shot. But if I don't get this, the Bears have to forfeit.
Huh?
8, wait. 12, 15. Ah.
You have unlocked the lock. You are worthy.
Enjoy the treasure.
Whoa. All there right, we go, son. Shall we do this together,
wait,
boys?
Wait, hold on, Captain Sherbert. Back up. We found this thing fair and square.
I didn't find it fair and square. You followed me, and then I had to turn around to get an action camera. Get back from me, treasure.
Who are these two? Three?
These three. It's their treasure map that I followed, and we're splitting it 50-50.
Also, so, who are you all?
Yeah.
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 And I'm Lindsay.
That's Lindsay.
We're the rivals.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Thornburn.
Look, I'm sure there's plenty of treasure for everyone. We'll just split it.
Money is not an issue for us. I just want that to be.
Sir, that treasure case is full of vintage vinyl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I already have so much of that.
Yeah, which one
garbage.
To these?
It's Lindsay. Filled with
Ambrosia.
Garbage.
Yeah, Pablo Cruz.
Are these good, Lindsay? Or should we...
No, this is not. This is mostly like yacht rock in the late
Sergio
70s.
Mendes is... and Brazil 66.
That's all right. Oh, but it's a bad album.
Oh, that Tijuana Brass whipped cream album that everyone has.
Oh, but there's a scratch on it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Is that so... is Sky Dark calling the game today?
Oh, is this a Bears game? Oh my God.
If Sky Dark is calling it, I'm going to watch because I watch for the commentators.
Yeah. We actually invest in the Bears. We're actually shareholders in the Bears and Sky Dark. We also invest in Sky Dark as well.
He's got the best view of the stadium from his helicopter.
He does, yeah.
Wait a second. Hey, Roy Rivals, how would you feel about switching it around and being a pirate with me? These two's got a lot of money, and we could just take it. You, me, your boys out to sea like a family.
Ha ha, raise the Jolly Roger, because we're in business.
Well, we don't have cash on us.
A lot of it's in assets. It's liquid assets, but assets nonetheless. And we do have a lot of investments.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on Bachman Turner Overdrive and Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town just to get us going.
Is that two albums?
Sky Devastation here at Soldier Field as the Bears are being ripped apart by their own fans after forfeiting. They are athletes in the prime of their career, but they are no match for 40,000 angry people. We're just killing them.
And that's our show.
Oh, no.
We learned a lot. Let's see what everybody's up to. James Heaney.
Well, my heart's finally back down to a normal rate after thinking that my dog was gone forever. That was a little distracting.
That's devastating.
That's about all I have to say about that. Thanks for having me again.
You never have to say that. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, I'm with James here. I was impressed by his outfit change because it's just so crazy that something so scary was happening for him, yet he had the wherewithal to grab a track jacket.
Well, I grabbed the jacket afterwards.
So the adrenaline didn't heat you up. You were still cold.
I had spilled upon myself, so I had to get upon myself.
There has been a spill upon
Cole, it's fun to play with you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Jackie Gonzalez, Ruthie.
Oh, hey. Cole, look, I love my time here. Thank you for having me. And tis the season. Tis the season to listen to the most wonderful pod of the year. Let's watch some Christmas movies. Let's get in the mood. Feeling great. Warm and fuzzy, holly jolly.
Nice. Craig Kukowski.
Thanks, Cole. I meant to mention before about Mike Nesmith that part of the reason that he was so over it with the monkeys was his family was already wealthy because his mother invented liquid paper.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's a fun tidbit right there.
Cole's
I like
gone.
That a lot.
Can't hear him.
Cole is stunned into silence by that revelation.
Joey Greer.
Yeah. You know, I think this is important to say because I don't hear it enough, but I know it's in our hearts. And that's if you're going to find an egg, if you're going to look for an egg, when you're opening that carton and you're seeing, hey, are all the eggs intact? Are any of them cracked? When you're opening it, say a little something sweet because I bet that makes a difference. So when you crack that case open, just go. You know, whatever, but something, whatever you want to say, you know, it's not coming to me, but just something sweet. And I think it'll make all the difference. You're welcome.
That's not quite the liquid paper tidbit, but it's it's nice nonetheless. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole on whatever the social is. Go to SFSketchfest.com. Our lineup is coming out November 19th. There will be at least three shows, so come check it out. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com, our old email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
Alchemy this.